Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 8th of May of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to David Attenborough, the voice of nature, the husband of Gaia, the consort of the sun. On this day in history, in 1945, World War II officially ended after Germany's unconditional surrender, which is handy because they say history is written by the victors, and Victor isn't a German name. Don't examine that joke too closely. Also on this day in history, American pharmacist John S. Pemberton developed Coca-Cola, a drink he originally billed as a cure-all tonic, which is true, particularly if what you want to cure is teeth. Your guest today is just back from season 3 of his controversial live-streamed coronavirus fight club, Covidio Smashdown. Welcome back to the show, Andrew Zaltzman.
Hello. Yes. Yeah, it was all action, even more than series 1 and 2, to be honest.
I mean, astonishing. Astonishing that you managed to get that many ill people to fight each other for such a small amount of money.
Well, yes, but I mean, that's really very much the history of pugilistic sports, really. I mean, it just generally, historically, you've used healthy, fit people rather than people who are in extreme medical peril.
Well, it certainly has made you a famous fight club runner.
Yeah, I mean, admittedly, the cultural awareness it's raised is of quite how viciously, otherwise seriously ill people can and will fight with the right incentives.
Beautiful art.
But I mean, we live in a. I mean, I feel that there's an element of judgmentalism coming from you, Alice, about the ethics of this show. But really, the ethical questions are not for the people who make the show, but for the people who choose to watch it. And, you know, morality changes and shifts like everything else in these times. And in many ways, are we not the ones being more open-minded about the fact that people who are, you know, let's be clear, dangerously ill, do not still have the human impulse to fight each other? But if you're not used to fighting and suddenly you find yourself in this what's described as a fight with the disease, and you haven't really fought anyone or anything for a long time, then the disease has a significant advantage because diseases fight people all the time. So really, by giving these very ill people a fight against another human, they at least, you know, learn some techniques, and if they win that fight, obviously the confidence they take into their battle with the disease cannot be underestimated. So just quit your judgmental tone, please.
Well, I will. You'll be... respect. As somebody who's now an expert on fighting, you'll be bringing us all the latest in news from the Viking states for our top story today. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, with Queen Elizabeth II rapidly approaching her 100th birthday, royal attendants have been concerned about who will write her the traditional letter from the Queen and certificate of achievement in ageing. At a recently socially distanced royal function, with each party attendant hosted in a separate room of the royal palace connected to one another by a network of carrier pigeons, page boys and espionage corgis, the Duchess of Shrewsbury declared that it would be too dangerous for the Queen to write a letter to herself, saying it would be epistolatory recklessness of the highest order, with the potential to create a queenception vortex. One would become divisible by oneself, and the potential for regisplosion could not be underplayed. That's all the time we have for your headlines right now, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because who doesn't like being told what to do with their money by strangers? Is your sexy texting game subpar? Are your dick pics lacking that slick trick? Are your arms just too short to take a flattering picture of your own butthole? Languish no more with Loosh Lenny's Home Hotness Studio. With a small portable ring light, if you know what I mean, three geometrically optimized load-bearing props to hold your willy or flaps in the most flattering angle, and an extendable wing mirror for when you're taking pictures from behind, Loosh Lenny's Home Hotness Studio will turn your sexy texts into a showpiece you'll be happy to put on your mantle and point to when your grandkids asked how you met. Loosh Lenny's Home Hotness Studio, putting the art into an R-rated text. And are you sick of Big Pharma telling you what to do with your body, but you don't trust alternative medicines? Try Small Pharma, the alternative alternative, proven by science, created by nature. Half a glass of water takes no kickbacks from big corporations, it costs you nothing, it makes us nothing, and it's better than nothing. Half a glass of water. Try between 10 and 30 for yourself today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's all the time we have for your ads right now, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Your top story today, Viking States news. Andrew Zaltzman, you are our Viking States correspondent. What's happening in the world of the Viking States?
Well, quite interesting times for the Viking States, particularly with the rest of the world in such a state of static turmoil. Of course, we tend to watch them together as a kind of homogenous being with the old Viking civilization, and clearly there is a link between them, but they're not exactly the same. Of course, the old Vikings, known back in their alleged historical heyday for their R&P, rape and pillage by Athlon, that's now been moderated, thankfully, and not before time to internet pornography and speculating on the global currency markets, which has essentially largely the same impact. So what's going on there now? Well, they're developing a modern-day longboat equivalent, from what I've heard. a lot of scientific action in all Viking civilizations through history. And apparently they've been developing a long, thin vehicle that can move very quickly by the standards of the day, as all longboats traditionally did, that gets people from A to B very efficiently. it's an aeroplane, basically. But they're going back to old Viking technology of it being propelled by human force, so people will have to flap. There's little armholes up the sides of the planes, and vigorous Viking flapping. Apparently, it means that they can reduce the. It does also need fuel, but it reduces the fuel requirement by, I think, 0.001%. So it's actually quite good for the environment.
I hear Ryanair and Delta and Tiger are also investing in. in that.
Yes. Yeah, but they're not going with the fuel either. They're just there's this new thing because of obviously air travel's more problematic than it used to be, but people still like the feel of going on holiday, because holidays are 98% psychological, of course, and it doesn't really matter where you're going. It's just the fact that you've gone there. That there's the increasing trend for flightless flights, which means also that it's easier to keep social distancing if you're not actually going to have to take off and fly. So you can just, they get people onto an aeroplane, they sit them down, they get them to flap a bit, and then they all get off feeling mentally refreshed. Look, I digress, Alice. Let's get back to the big story of the Vikings. Well, they got eyes on Normandy and Byzantium again, from what I've heard, and Canada properly this time. And a resurrection of the old berserker traditions of Norse civilization. Going berserk, of course, comes from the old Norse berserkers, who were warriors who fought in a kind of trance-like state, basically like 1990s ravers, for any of our listeners who are under 1,000 years old, but with swords and with the hypnotic rhythms of war and slaughter instead of rave music. But being in a berserk state of trance-like detachment from reality could, according to recent research, make you immune to the coronavirus. They've done a scientific study of one specific man in the United States of America who is otherwise in a high-risk category and has as yet not contracted the illness. Of course, berserker economics are very much underpinning the recent Viking miracle. So, to be honest, Alice, I've always thought the Vikings were playing the long game. You know, they've historically hidden behind the shield of their violent reputation, so he wouldn't spot the increasingly horny helmet of their global trade routes horning its way around the world. And of course, people claim the horned helmets, weren't actually real. I mean, archaeologists and historical headgearists or millenarians or hattesticians, whatever you want to call them, bontologists perhaps, they'll say that they didn't exist. But I say no smoke without fire. And the latest research suggests that the ancient horned Viking helmet actually contained the world's first Bluetooth technology to enable the Viking hordes to coordinate their rape and pillage expeditions much more efficiently. And of course, there was famously a King Harold Bluetooth in the 9th century. AD.
They do say no smoke without fire, but they don't say, yep, and should say, some fires without smoke.
Yes. Well, that's another theory on the Viking helmet, that they were actually little kind of coal burners to keep their heads warm. Ironically, the term hot head did come from Vikings as well, like the term berserker. The hot head comes from the coals inside the horned helmets, but the Vikings saw it as a useful thing in battle. And in terms of food sustainability, obviously, you don't know how international trade routes are going to be sustained in the aftermath of the virus, if indeed the aftermath ever actually arrives. But the Viking Food Board have developed these self-pickled herring, which is a fish that have been genetically adapted so that they can live in vinegar rather than water. So they just live a happy herringish life, and then are ready to eat as soon as they naturally pass away.
I mean, that's a very good way to bring vegetarians back into the fish market as well.
Yes. How so precisely?
Well, the herrings would die of natural causes rather than of being pickled per se.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean, does that make something vegetarian if it's just died naturally?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're allowed to eat roadkill if you're a vegetarian.
Oh, right. Okay. I wasn't entirely
that's the rules.
Entirely aware of that. So you can also, can you have vegetarian hunting where you just track an animal for years and years until it dies? So you get the satisfaction of seeing it breathe its last, but without actually having to perform the fatal blow yourself.
Yes. And it's also, it's vegan if something puts itself onto your food. So, for example, a cow squirts milk into your mouth on purpose.
Yeah. Well, what does it, I mean, define on purpose, Alice?
It's all about consent, Andy, for the vegans.
These are legal grey areas, I believe.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Your letters to the editor now. Dear Alice, Chris and Andy /Nish/Tiff/delightful but less regularly booked guest. I think you're the Andy in that sentence, Andrew.
Oh, hello.
I was recently told by an unreliable source that the biggest buyer of glitter is the military, because they puff it out of planes as an anti-radar technique. Is this quote-unquote true, or is it just a ploy to get tender-hearted, glitter-loving lefties on side? If it is true, what other fabulous details are they ineffectively hiding? Do they use rainbow glitter during Pride Month? Are the planes flown down by unicorns? Do they also use glitter paint on some planes? Is the glitter paint in the form of a glorious mural of a unicorn vomiting rainbow bows and shitting sunbeams? Does this make military aircraft more, less, or just differently sinister? The world needs answers, or at least someone to hilariously satirise this rumour as only you can. Kind and sparkly regards, Amy. Andrew, do you know anything about this rumour?
No, but I did see the Shitting Sunbeams' final ever gig before the tragic end of that very influential 90s band. It's been long suspected that that glitter was used initially in the First World War, in the early days of military flight, to just lighten the mood a bit. then, obviously, with the development of radar in the Second World War, it did prove pretty efficient at deflecting radar. I mean, of course, most of the footage is kind of black and white from that days, but actually the soldiers did use glitter on their faces as a form of camouflage.
In the black and white pictures it looks like dirt and depression, but in reality it was much more fun.
Yeah, I mean, yes, same. All those pictures of children in 1930s America, very much the same. But the problem is that backfired on a particularly sunny day, where it very much had the opposite impact of camouflage, the glitter. But yeah, it's long been used as a military, but many military things trickle down and benefit us civilians. So we are the lucky recipients of glitter.
Well, thank you for writing a letter in, Amy. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Have you got anything to plug?
Yes, Alice, I do. I'm doing a new travel show. It's going out on all TV channels. And it's really a travel show designed for the lockdown generation. It's using old footage to show how shit most places in the world are to make people feel better about staying at home. So it's a travel show that gives a bit of perspective on the fact that actually a significant proportion of holidays are really f***ing awful.
I mean, that sounds fantastic. I think people should keep an eye out for that. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My stand-up special, Savage, is now available on Amazon Prime. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. The sub-executive producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.